Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I want to share a couple quick things with you. First of all, Sunday is the Feast of Tabernacle Celebration at Calvary. So there's information. We'll be going. Yes. Celebration of the feasts. You know how many believers don't even know what the feasts of the Lord are? It's incredible. And the feasts of the Lord are God's visitations and time sequences of things that are happening. The Lord has already fulfilled the first four feasts. The next feast that is going to manifest is going to remove the body of Christ from the earth. And all hell is going to break out here. So I encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, you'll go through tribulation. And they're going to try to give you a mark. Don't take the mark, whatever you do. I'd rather have my head cut off or starve to death. Or else you're going to hell. It's real simple. I want to share something also in the area that over 20 years ago, I had a visitation from the Lord. You're talking about an individual that was a heathen. Didn't even know what righteousness was. Didn't even know what a heathen was. I was a servant of darkness and didn't know. Let me tell you, the devil doesn't come to you and say, "Hi, you're going to serve me today." Satan's weapon is deception. So he wants to do is keep you in a place of darkness so you don't know you're serving him. And everything that you do, you think, "Oh, I'm just a good person." Well, let me tell you something. Good people don't go to heaven. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there's a tree of life. Which one do you want to eat from? And 20 years ago when I had a visitation from the Lord, I never believed the Bible. Because as a young child, I was involved in religiosity. And I was told that the Bible was nothing but a story. So why would I want a story? I wanted truth. When the Lord visited me and healed me, brought me to the other side, and I was taken in His glory. The glory that I can't explain to you, I can only tell you it is a overwhelming love. The glory of God is love. And I was filled with His Spirit, taken to the other side. He completely healed me, delivered me. And when I said, "If this is death, I want it." Of course, He said, "Not now." One of the first things He said to me is, "My Bible is true." I never believed this. And it's amazing in how many believers still do not read the Word of God. Don't even know the promises of God. The only thing they know is a calling on the name of Jesus. When Jesus said, "I have given you authority and dominion." You know, He left the body of Christ here on the earth to kick butt. He left us here so that you and I can take dominion and not always cry out in the area of help. But He said, "Man, I gave it to you. Use it." Jesus never came to bring religion. That's Satan. The Bible says Jesus came to bring the fullness of truth and grace, not religion. This is not about a ritual or religiosity. We serve a king of a kingdom, eternal. We serve Him because we love Him, not because we have to. I'm not serving the Lord to try and get my way into heaven. I serve Him because He's my Father. I'm His son, and I have a relationship with Him. And it is important, because if you really, really want to know what a relationship is, David explained that, King David. He said, "I always see the Lord before me." If the Lord is not before you in everything you do, there is no relationship. Now, hang tough. This may sound crude, but this is reality, because there must be an awakening. There's too much that's going on in the world right now, too much powers of darkness, too many things taking our children, our families. We have a government that worships the darkness. People don't even realize that. That's all they're looking for is a handout. What can the government do for me? No, it's what you can do for the kingdom of God. We have the most evil, corrupt government we've ever had. And it's not the people in government. It's the demonic forces that use them. But they don't know. See, we're being influenced by an unseen realm. And until you make it seen, you'll always be easily deceived. You think it's your thoughts all the time. You'll go by how you feel. Do you ever realize that sometimes your feelings are not right? The Bible says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil because His people were oppressed by the devil. Demons are real. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark that those who follow me, that word follow means believe. If you say you're a believer and don't follow, you're really not a believer. Well, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick. These are things that those who follow will do. Can you imagine if every believer was filled with the Spirit of God and cast out devils, laid hands on the sick, how much more this world would change? But you know what happens? People get caught up in religion. They begin to serve a denomination or a church instead of the King of Glory. But God is bringing a reality. A reality. This is not anything that you belong to. It's who you belong to. And there must be an awakening now. There's an awakening that's going on. There's a reality that's being released. There's a unity in the body of Christ. Everybody has a function and purpose. You are not sent into this world to be Susie Homemaker. That's not the only thing. You weren't sent into this world to just have offsprings. You weren't sent into this world to just be a husband. You weren't sent into this world to be a wife. You were sent into this world to fulfill a mission that God had predestined for you to fulfill. And one of the things the enemy doesn't want you to do is fulfill it. He'll do everything he can. And I can tell you that the Word of God says that the ruler of this world is Satan. He has a kingdom. And he sways individuals in many ways because they don't make him real. And they don't put the Lord before them. Every decision, everything you do, if the Lord is always before you, if his presence is always before you, if it's right there, you have a relationship. If it's not, then you really don't. You have religion or you have the presence of evil. Because there's either the presence of God or the presence of evil. One other than another. There is no gray area. So you may think this is a harsh word, and I hope that it is. I hope it brings conviction and penetration because there must be an awakening because God doesn't want to lose anyone. And we have a job to do. And time is running out. Is everybody okay? So I want to say welcome here this morning. Oh, glory to God. Welcome. You want the truth, don't you? You want to live in fairy tale land? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. So one of the things, if the Satan is the ruler of this earth, even though God created it, then everything that he does, he tries to counterfeit God. Is everybody with me? Everything he does, he tries to counterfeit God. And everything, there's a counterfeit. There's a counterfeit. He's got his own trinity. Everything is a counterfeit. There's all of these deities and all of these religion things and forms of worship. I didn't want to spit on them. You can tell we're not religious, huh? So in this counterfeit, one of the things that are extremely counterfeit right now is love. There's a tremendous counterfeit love. And it tries to duplicate God's love, but there's two different types of love. One is lust, and one is love. And there's a difference. And in 1 John chapter 2, is everybody there? In verse 15, would you read it with me? It says, do not what? Love the world. Wait a minute, who's the ruler of the world? Hello. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the what? Lust. Everyone say lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the eternal Father, but is of the world whom the Satan rules. So there is a love that's from above, and there's a love that's from beneath, and that love that's from beneath brings bondage. But from the love that is above brings freedom. There's a difference. There's the love of God, and there's the lust of the enemy. In verse 17, it says, read it with me. The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the what? Will of God abides forever. So if you're not doing the will of God, what's going on? You're not going to abide forever. Only those who do the will of God. But I'm a good person. Are you doing the will of God? Well, I don't know. Well, then you need to find out. It's everybody's responsibility to seek out truth. Everybody's responsibility. Everyone that's created in this world is to seek out truth. From the moment that you were birthed into this realm, there was a desire in you to find out who I am, why am I here, and where am I going? Why? Because you came from the presence of God. So the enemy's always trying to counterfeit God's presence. He tries to bring lust. He replaces it with alcohol. He replaces it with the desire to be rich and powerful and all of these other things. There's nothing wrong with having cash. As long as it's used correctly and not to feed Satan's kingdom, but to feed God's kingdom. He always puts things in between so that you can never try to reach that place where you know him or you reach his presence. It says here in verse 18, little children, it is the what? last hour. And you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. You know, you may not understand this, but the Antichrist is alive and walking on this planet right now. Everything is preparing him to walk in position. If you've noticed, TV is getting worse. If you notice that the language on even kids' programs is getting worse. Does everybody got it? If you notice, all kinds of things are associated with lust. Things aren't getting better out there. They're getting worse. People are selling their soul out for money. In verse 19, it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. So without being born again, filled with the Spirit of God, with the anointing of God, you're going to be deceived. And now, once you've been born again, it's your responsibility to maintain that position. It's your responsibility to maintain being filled. It's your responsibility to maintain abiding. It's your responsibility to maintain feeding your spirit, or you'll begin to drift. He says, I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. And what you heard from the beginning abides in you, and you also will abide in the Son, in the Father. This is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Everyone say, deceive me. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, because the same anointing teaches you concerning all things is true and is not a lie. And just as it taught you, you will also abide in him. So again, the love of the world is different than the love of God. The love of God is not of this world. So everybody got it? The love of God is not of this world. The love of the world is called lust. It's a counterfeit love. It is a deceptive love. You know, love has an emotion to it. It's a feeling. And many people have opened themselves and gotten hurt because it was really not love, it was lust. But again, the deceptive love or lust is ruled by Satan's kingdom because he counterfeits all the things of God. Because he wants to be like God. Brings people into a slavery by lust. Only the pure love of God in his anointing, which is his presence, his power and truth, can separate the pure love of God from the counterfeit of love. Has everybody got it? Only the anointing can separate. One practices righteousness, the other practice self-righteous. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, everyone say, counterfeit love is lust. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody there? Praise God, you're awake. Let's start at verse 1, please. But know this, that in the last days, are we in the last days? Perilous times will come. Verse 2. For men will be what? Lovers of what? Themselves. Lovers of money. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For this is the sort of those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. In other words, because it's worldly love, not godly love. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that will set them free. You hear people go, oh, love at first sight. No, it's called lust at first sight. Hello. These are lovers of self. Now, grab hold of this, because self is the offspring of darkness. You and I were born as servants of darkness. That's why you must be born again. We were offsprings of darkness, servants of Satan's kingdom, whether you were willing or unwilling, you are still a servant of Satan's kingdom until you are born again of the Spirit. These are lovers of the world, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, known as the tree of death. And it keeps them in a deceptive coma. And it keeps them in this coma because they're being used as food for darkness. They are headed on their way to hell with no awakening without Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. I'll make that chapter 5. Ephesians 5, please. Is everybody there? In verse 8, let's speak this together. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. In other words, are you finding out what's acceptable to God, or are you just doing whatever you believe? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. In other words, whatever is evil, you're to expose, not have relationship with it. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake. Everyone say, awake.
Awake.
You who sleep. These are comatose people. They're in a deceptive sleep, headed on the way to hell. That's why it's important that we stay awake to awaken them. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead. Why? They are walking dead. And Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil. They're what? Evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk. Everyone say drunk. With wine, in which is dissipation, but be what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Would everyone say fear of God? See, when individuals are in this coma, deceptive coma state, they're asleep, there is no fear of God. There's no reverence. See, the fear of God means reverence, honor, and respect. So anything that we're doing in our life, there's always the... It doesn't mean that we are afraid of Him. It's reverence, honor, and respect of Him. Now, if you're walking with someone, right, and they're your friend, and you're walking, and you turn around and step on their foot, you're going to go, oh, excuse me. There's a respect there, isn't there? And when they're hurting, you're going to try to comfort them. When they're going through something, see, that's a relationship, isn't it? And that's what God the Father wants with me and you. But when a person in this coma state of deception, they are walking dead. The enemy has them in this place. They are headed on the way to hell unless they awaken. And that's our responsibility, to get them to a place to awaken. Listen, you're not here by coincidence today. You're here because God wanted you to hear this message. Because when you stand before Him, He's going to say, remember I told you. Well, when did you tell me? Remember you went over to that little place in the back room and some thrift store and in Ocoee? So what happens is then, and why they're in this coma state of deception, they really don't know what love is. Even though they were created out of love. See, the eternal substance of God is created with love. Everything is created with love. Everything. But what happens is the enemy contaminated that love that God created, and it promoted lust. So you and I were born in darkness. We say we love, but actually we lust until we are born of the Spirit, where there's true love. It's pure. It's totally different. In 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3. Is everybody okay? Amen. Hanging in there? Do we need to lock the door? Don't worry, we don't lock the door. You can run, but you can't hide. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called what? Children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us Come on, say it again. The world doesn't know us. They used to know us when we were just like the world, but God has pulled us out of the world. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. He is pure love, pure, the purest of anything. And He created me and you out of this pure love. But we are born in deception, contaminated by the world. So it's important that we come to this place that we want to be able to awaken those who are in this coma deception, so that the love of the Father that is pure can bring them to a place where they have relationship, have eternity, and have a love affair with God Almighty. His love is unconditional. When you have come to Him, and your desire is to please Him because you love Him. If you love somebody, you desire to please them. His love is unconditional. It's unconditional. So when you make a mistake, God doesn't stop loving you. But the enemy has a tendency that convince you to stop loving God. See, the world's love is this. If you do this, you love me. Jump off this cliff and show me that you love me, honey. Go out and buy me this and you show me that you love me. See, the love of the world always has to have with materialism. Because it's actually lust. It's not true love. That's counterfeit love. And it brings many people into the deceptions. You go into all the bars, and let me tell you, everybody's telling everybody they love one another. And their only purpose is for a selfish sexual effect. Not knowing that they've opened themselves to demons. Did you ever go by a bar that says food and spirits? They really ought to tell them the truth. It's food and demons. Because those are the presence of evil. They bring people into a lust, and they're headed on the way to hell. Oh, but I love God. Well, if you love God, you follow Him. And that love is different. It's not lust. It's love. Again, the enemy brings counterfeit love. See, when there's not really a relationship with the Lord and that love affair with the Lord, people look to other places. They look to pornography. They look to alcohol. They look to drugs. They look to all kinds of other things to bring a fulfillment to replace the presence of God. Because you and I were born, created in God's presence and sent into this realm. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Yeah, God doesn't love you one morning and hate you in the afternoon. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He's a giver, not a taker. Lust is always a taker. It wants to be paid for its services. In 1 Corinthians in chapter 13, in verse 4, would you read it with me? This is the love of God. It says, love what? Suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes in all things, endures all things. Love never fails. His love never fails. Even when we blow it and we're boneheads, His arms are stretched out. Come home. Come home. But the counterfeit love, the lust, the enemy says, you can't do that. Come on, go do something else. Go have a drink on me. Go fornicate. Go commit adultery. Go do whatever. Instead of coming back into the arms of God, where true love is. In 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all things will be added to you. Amen? In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 4, would you read it with me? He who says, I know Him, and does not keep His commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, what's His word? The Bible's a part of His word, isn't it? This is His word, plus what He speaks to you. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just like He walked. In other words, His character of love. Keeps His word, the love of God is perfected. Abiding in Him. So that's that relationship that God is requiring. In Proverbs 11, The reason why God requires these things is because he's trying to keep us from the deception of the enemy. Don't you protect your children? You're not going to let your children dance on I-4 unless they need a teaching. You know, you're not going to let them go out in a lightning storm, at least I hope. In Proverbs chapter, in Proverbs 11, is everybody there? So God gives us, in fact, the Word of God says this, that he chastens us because he loves us. So when a mother chastens or a father chastens a child, it's because they love them, because they want to protect them. Amen? God's love is protection. And because they're little flesh creatures, they don't understand the things about the spirit. They're in the flesh. And their whole desire is me, 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 and me. That's why a baby cries out, feed me, comfort me, you know, whatever, because little flesh creature, born in darkness, with me, myself, and I. But as we grow older and see, the world wants to keep you independent and not dependent on God. Because you and I were born in an area where we needed to be dependent on others, but a desire to become independent because of that selfishness in us. But as we began to exchange God's righteousness for our self-righteousness, God's love for our love, we began to serve God, no longer putting ourselves first, but putting him first. In Proverbs 11 and verse 5, let's start at verse 3. It says, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his right his way of right, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will what? Deliver him, but the unfaithful will be caught by their what? Lust. Because when you are carrying the love of God, the fruit of righteousness is manifest. When God's love isn't there, it's lust. That is the love of the world. Lust, lust, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. That is the love of the world, not of God. That's the counterfeit love. In 1 John chapter 4, we must be aware of this counterfeit love and not be fallen into it. There are many divorces, much adultery, because of this counterfeit love. Because people don't discern the difference. First of all, they're not staying filled with the Spirit, so the love of God is not in them to overcome that desire. In 1 John chapter 4, in verse 7, would you read it with me? 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, "Beloved, let us what? Love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." This is a different love. This is the love of God, isn't it? "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Not lust, love. Amen? God is love. His presence, his truth, his power, and his glory, we love because it's God. So we're seeking the things of God because we love him, because we carry the love of God. If you're not carrying the love of God, you're not seeking the things of God. You're seeking the things of the world because you have the counterfeit love called lust. And believers can start off in a good way and then go back into lust, into the world, and find themselves serving lust instead of serving God's love. Anything that triggers an individual. But, you know, we're to be steadfast, immovable, if we're really standing on Christ and in his relationship and love. No matter what happens in your life. You know why? Because you don't have one anymore. You don't have a life anymore. If you're still fighting for your life, you'll be easily swayed and offended and all the other foolishness of this world. But if you've given truly your life to Christ and you're filled with his love, nothing matters. You are dead to yourself and alive to Christ. You don't get offended. You don't let it rule you. It doesn't matter what people say. It matters what he says. Because your relationship with him is tight. And because there's a covenant, you're a covenant child. And because we are covenant children, we know his promises. And because we know his promises, we have comfort. And he's faithful to complete what he started in us, no matter what. No matter what's going on in your life, you can still be comforted by God's presence, his truth, and his love. In Romans chapter 6. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. Romans 6. We worship the Lord because we love him. The reason why we worship is because we want God's presence. The world has music that brings the presence of evil. Then the presence of evil promotes lust, not God's love. In Romans 6, verse 12, it says, therefore, do not let sin, sin is the presence of evil, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its what? Lust. Because the presence of evil promotes lust. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. So we should not allow the presence of evil to rule us. And the only way that that can happen is if you're born again in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with God's love and his presence, to overpower any temptation of lust. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 16, Galatians 5:16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means the love of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish or desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are what? Evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. So if you've been a believer and you chose to walk away from God, and you chose to exchange God's love for lust, and live according to this way, this word tells you that you don't make it home. Because who you serve when you die is where you go. This is that counterfeit love of the world. Is everybody okay? Lust of the flesh, it's love of the flesh. Lust of the eyes, love of the eyes. But it's worldly love, not godly love. Amen? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Praise God. In verse 4, 1 Thessalonians 4. In verse 3, let's speak it together. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Ooh. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Passions of the lust. Flesh. You know, Jesus even said, if a man looks upon a woman and lusts after, he has sinned. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1, counterfeit love. It's called lust. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature of wrath, a children of wrath, just as the others. So you and I were born as children of wrath, serving the lust of the world, which is the counterfeit love. But God, who enriched in his mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace we've been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Prince of power of air. He's the promoter of lust, counterfeit. Ephesians chapter 4. And then one more scripture. Is everybody okay? Everybody understand the difference between God's love and lust? One's a counterfeit love. That's why many people fall. They go astray. In Ephesians 4 and 21, or 20. Ephesians 4, 20. Let's speak it together. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning their former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the what? Deceitful lust, that counterfeit love. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12. Everybody there? Let's speak together. It says, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections or desires or lusts. Counterfeit loves. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children. You also be what? Open. Do not be what? Now he's trying to tell you how to be separate, how you're able to come out from among this. He says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It doesn't mean you're not going to work with them. Remember, the word believe means to follow. If a person says they're a Christian and not following, they're not a believer. For what fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? God looks at that as lawlessness. So the counterfeit love of the world, which is lust, produces lawlessness. And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17, therefore means if you will do this, if you'll what? Come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. And do not what? Touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Things of unclean. How many of y'all know that a horoscope is unclean? Mediums are unclean. Fortune cookies are unclean. I didn't say you couldn't eat them. I said you couldn't read them. Oh, let me find out what my future is. Here's your future. Everything else is a lie. Ouija boards, all of these things that promote demonic influence. Kids are bound by Pokemon. If people knew what Pokemon means, it means pocket monster. Those are demons. And wonder why their kids are going bonkers, because they don't know the truth themselves. One of the reasons why this country is a mess is because families have been destroyed. There's no longer teaching of truth handed down. Children are seeing parents become divorced. And they're seeing lust be involved. Mommy sleeps with whatever, daddy sleeps with whatever, and they do whatever they got to do to make money. And the kids follow along. They have no fear of God. There is no righteousness being produced because the enemy is infiltrated, taking prayer out of school, removing the Ten Commandments from the things that were already established in public buildings, trying to remove Christmas, which people celebrate the birth of Christ, trying to make it Xmas. They're going to run into the linebacker. Things are flipped upside down. People calling what is good evil and what is evil good. My brothers and sisters, it's time to stand up. Stand up for what is truth and what is righteous. But you can't do that unless you have a relationship. To be able to discern what is the counterfeit and what is the real. It's time. It's time to be awakened and stay awake and don't get caught up in the sleep. Because if you're truly a believer that follows, you are a carrier of God's presence, power, and truth to awaken others. It's time to let go of those things that bring uncleanness. Many people don't even know what accursed items are. You go into some of these believers' homes, it's disgusting. All kinds of stuff all over the place, of idols and demons and witch doctors and statues and all kinds of stuff. Dragons, and have no idea what, because they don't know the truth. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of truth. And the enemy will access. And the enemy brings fear. Well, what if I stop doing this? How am I going to make money? Well, then your God is money. See, what you serve will be your God. But it's time to awaken. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed be imparted and protected by the blood of Christ. I thank you for everyone that's here today, Lord, and all those who are watching and listening. And I ask you to encourage you all to continue your walk and your growth by staying plugged into a fellowship, by learning the truth. It's your responsibility to seek truth. There's also a website called eternallibrary.org, which you can grow and learn on. I pray God bless you and keep you healed and sanctified, and visit you that you may know the truth, and keep you separated under Him. Now, I want to thank all the listeners and the viewers. And for more teachings and resources, please visit us at theeternallibrary.org. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and heal you and uplift you, because you're a new creation in Christ. And old things have passed away, and all things are made new in Christ Jesus.